The independence referendum is being talked about in schools, pubs, workplaces and around the dinner table, but many are taking opinions formed there and voicing them on Twitter and Facebook. It's provided both the Yes and the No campaigns with the chance to pose and answer questions. Mike McGale from Velocity Digital says one side does seem to have come out on top.
The Yes campaign have made better use of the opportunities that social media have offered for this debate. That comes down to everything from the actual quality of their social media updates, you know, the visuals they've been using, the videos they've been creating. Obviously, there's been a lot of questions and a lot of debate happening either on Facebook pages or within Twitter. But certainly my analysis to date has seen that the Yes campaign have been more responsive. The Better Together official use of it has been perhaps less inspiring, certainly not as professional looking. They don't appear to have been as responsive to members of the public asking questions.
Yes has more likes on Facebook and followers on Twitter than the No side. Labour MP Jim Murphy has been out campaigning on 100 streets in Scotland over 100 days. He doesn't believe the referendum will be won online.
I think social media is really important, Twitter, Facebook and all sorts of others, but it won't be won in social media. It'll be one on doorsteps and conversations and in street corners and discussions, which is why I'm doing this unusual type of politics on my two iron brew crates, one for each of my size 13 feet.
We've been asking people in Glasgow what they think of the social media campaigns on both sides.
I would say the nationalists are leading a more sterner campaign. I think they're more active.
A lot of it on Facebook has been quite aggressive, I think. I've tried to look away from all that.
Better Together have had their awful advertising campaigns where they just patronise people into voting no.
My mum is quite a massive supporter, so she's always like posting things on Facebook.
Not necessarily that it's been like a specific campaign, I think it's just more like people sharing things.
A lot of posts on Facebook and Twitter about voting yes, and that's just swerved my decision.
Find out more about the debate on our referendum mini site at heart.co.uk.